The Weird Ones is a little-known lost film directed by Pat Boyette, a multifaceted artist and filmmaker best remembered for his contributions to comic books and low-budget cinema. Released in 1962, the movie was an ambitious blend of psychological drama and horror that delved into themes of alienation and moral corruption. Despite its intriguing premise, the film has been lost to time, with no known surviving copies, leaving only scattered anecdotes and promotional material to hint at its existence. This is Land of the Lost, The Weird Ones. Pat Boyette, a Texas-based filmmaker, was an auteur with a knack for creating atmospheric low-budget productions. Before gaining recognition in the comic book world with publishers like Charlton Comics, Boyette dabbled in filmmaking, crafting movies that reflected his fascination with human psychology and macabre storytelling. The Weird Ones was one of his earliest cinematic efforts, reportedly made on a shoestring budget and featuring a small cast of regional actors. The storyline of The Weird Ones is shrouded in mystery due to the lack of surviving prints or detailed documentation. However, contemporary reports and promotional descriptions suggest that the film followed a group of misfit characters whose lives intertwine in a series of surreal, morally ambiguous events. The narrative is believed to have explored themes of societal estrangement, inner demons, and the blurred lines between sanity and madness. One recurring anecdote about the film involves its haunting visual style. Boyette, known for his innovative use of lighting and shadows, allegedly employed stark contrasts and unconventional camera angles to evoke a sense of unease, a technique that would later become his hallmark in comic book art. The Weird Ones was produced independently in the early 1960s, a period marked by the growing popularity of avant-garde and experimental films. Boyette, operating outside of Hollywood's established system, took on multiple roles during production, including directing, screenwriting, and possibly even composing the film's score, a reflection of his polymathic talent. The film had a limited release in regional theaters and was reportedly shown at a few independent film festivals. However, its unconventional narrative and low-budget aesthetic may have hindered its broader distribution. Despite its obscurity, those who saw The Weird Ones at the time praised its originality and unsettling atmosphere. Like many independent films of its era, The Weird Ones fell victim to poor archival practices. The original film reels were likely discarded, misplaced, or destroyed, and there are no known home video releases or surviving prints. Boyette's later success in the comic book industry may have overshadowed his early foray into filmmaking, further contributing to the film's obscurity. The loss of The Weird Ones highlights the fragility of independent cinema, particularly during a time when preserving low-budget films was not a priority. Efforts to locate surviving copies or documentation have so far been unsuccessful, making it a tantalizing mystery for film historians and fans of Boyette's work. Though The Weird Ones is lost, its legacy endures through its association with Pat Boyette's larger body of work. Boyette's visual storytelling skills, honed during his filmmaking years, were later evident in his comic art, which often featured moody, atmospheric compositions reminiscent of film noir and gothic horror. The tantalizing fragments of information about The Weird Ones continue to inspire interest among enthusiasts of lost media and obscure cinema. It stands as a testament to the creativity and ambition of independent filmmakers in the 1960s, as well as a reminder of the importance of film preservation. The mystery surrounding The Weird Ones adds to its allure as a piece of lost media. Its disappearance not only deprives audiences of an early example of Pat Boyette's artistic vision, but also underscores the challenges faced by independent filmmakers in safeguarding their work. As with many lost films, hope remains that a surviving copy might one day resurface, offering a glimpse into this enigmatic piece of cinematic history.